Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to find and calm into chaos. Ever feel like your mind's a pinball machine bouncing between worries, anxieties, and just plain old negative vibes? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brains have this default setting for negativity, right? But guess what? You can actually rewire that bad boy and upgrade to a much cooler operating system. The Stoic Mindset. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Think of it as a mental detox, or a reset button for your inner peace. We'll be talking about practical techniques you can actually use, backed by centuries-old wisdom that will help you navigate the ups and downs of life with a cool head and a clear mind. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious power moves for calm and control. First up, let's talk acceptance. It sounds simple, but it's actually a game changer. Sometimes, the hardest part is resisting what is. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and your mind goes into overdrive with what-ifs and I should haves? Acceptance is like saying, okay, this is happening. I can't control it right now, but I can control how I react to it. It doesn't mean you like the situation, just that you acknowledge it, which takes a ton of pressure off. Number two, reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, it's all in your head? Well, sometimes it literally is. You can choose to focus on the negative aspects of a situation or look for the silver lining. Maybe you missed a deadline at work. Instead of spiraling into despair, ask yourself, what lessons can I learn from this? What can I do differently next time? It's like taking that same piece of glass and turning it into something beautiful, a kaleidoscope of opportunity. Next up, we've got mindfulness. Think of it as your mental gym membership. It's all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't get carried away. Simply observe them like clouds passing by. Focus on your breath, your senses, anything that grounds you in the here and now. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, would you? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Remember, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. Practice treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to someone you care about. And finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? How can you live in alignment with those values even when things get tough? When you're clear on what's important, it becomes easier to make decisions that support your well-being, both mental and emotional. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking through the park, enjoying the sunshine and the fresh air. Suddenly, a flock of pigeons takes flight, startling you. You feel a jolt of anxiety, your heart races, and you start thinking about all the worst-case scenarios. What if they attacked? What if they got into your food? Here's where those stoic strategies come in handy. First, you acknowledge the situation. Okay, there are some pigeons flying around. Next, you reframe your perspective. They're probably just startled by something and looking for food. They're not actually a threat to me. Then, you practice mindfulness by focusing on your breath and the feeling of the sun on your skin. You remind yourself that this moment is temporary, and it won't last forever. Finally, you remember your values. Peace and tranquility. You choose to let go of the anxiety and enjoy the rest of your walk. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage those negative thoughts and emotions like a pro. Remember, it's not about eliminating negativity altogether, because that's impossible, but about developing the tools to navigate it with grace and resilience. Keep practicing these techniques, and you'll start noticing a shift in your mindset. You'll feel calmer, more centered, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember that you're not alone. We all have those moments. Reach out to someone you trust, practice some self-care, and keep coming back to these strategies. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one strategy that resonates with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media, Dylan Brooks Podcast. Let's build a community of Stoic superstars together. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.